This is The Hook Show for December 19th, 2005.
The Hook Show!
The Hook Show. Arrgh. I'm a pirate. Yarg.
Hookshow.blogspot.com.
Welcome, guys. This is Digital Dan. And I don't really have anything digital for you today. But I do have some holiday-oriented for you. I thought this would be nice during the holiday season. So enjoy our condo Christmas carols that we had on Friday, December 16th. It's kind of long. I tried to cut it down as much as possible, but to not have copyright infringements, I cut down the song, so you don't exactly hear the whole bit. Enjoy this, because Rose, who put this on for our condos, was really generous to put this on. It was actually kind of an interesting thing, because the way that they had to run it was it couldn't be by the condo association itself, because if the condo was to actually put it on, then you would actually have discrimination or bias against a specific religion. Whereas if somebody put it on, whereas Rose put it on, if anybody had anything against what was being said at the carols, then it would be against her. It wouldn't be against the actual condo itself. So enjoy this. This is the Christmas carols that we had at our condos on Friday. Enjoy.
Anyway, I'm going along. Let's start out. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Yay!
Give yourself a
round. You sing well!
Hey, who didn't have more fun than somebody that wants to sing? Even if you don't know how, good. I know Kathy says she don't know how, but you know something, she's lying. Absolutely.
I saw that on the news.
Absolutely. Now we're going to sing Away in the Manger. This is for the children. I remember when I was teaching Sunday school, my little children used to do the actions with this song. Away in the Manger, O Crib for a Bit. And it was kind of cute. Should we sing all the verses or just two? All right, sing all of them.
Yeah.
In the manger, no crib for a bed. Lead them.
My God, she's equipped with everything.
Do you want her down, or is she okay?
No, she's okay. Wait, intro.
Just playing her.
This next song is not the glorious song of Ole. It's the glorious song of Old. It's just a misprint.
There's a bunch of misprints on here.
What's that?
That's it.
Upon a midnight clear, angels sing.
Wonderful song. Winter Wonderland. Do you feel like we've had a Winter Wonderland here the last few days?
No.
Beautiful, isn't it?
It fits.
We have to wait for our pianist. She's kind of small. Oh, my goodness. Have y'all got a copy? There's copies here on the way.
Listening in the winter wonderland,
yes,
walking in the winter wonderland.
You know, this next one is a catchy little song. How many of you can go, whoa? You know, we have the, they have this for our Sunday school program, the little children, you know. It was so cute. I tell you, they were so cute. And they went, yeah, they sang it, but it was so cute.
Angels, we have heard a mighty in exalts this day.
This next song I picked because it reminded me of my childhood. We used to go to a little one room school, and you know, this is one of the songs that we used to sing all the time, and it was fun. You know, we had eighth grades in that one little, well, maybe a lot of you went to those kind of schools, I don't know. But it was fun, and this, all of us kids just got into it, so it kind of reminded me of my childhood. I'm not that old, but I mean. I know that you will enjoy them because they really sing so pretty. They really sing so pretty. Their name is Mr. and Mrs. Snowman. You know, I've asked her to transpose these in a lower C. So now she has to figure out which key she's going to play in. You know, I'm the older sister. They have to listen to me, right?
Right.
Oh, heaven on the mountain, is born.
Ooh,
you're having
now
fun,
we'll sing
you can do it, that's okay. But do you want me to give this to your daddy?
I think she's doing it on purpose.
Because it's stupid. She forgot her reading glasses, so she's having problems here, you know. How many of you know the Christmas song? The one that's on here?
Never heard of that one.
No.
Well, I think you're going to like it.
We will like it. Try to like it. Okay, so you're making, listen, Rosalie, you got till 10 o'clock for you disturb the beast. Dave says, oh, well, forget it. He's making a special dispensation.
Oh, great. Well, that'll get you out your
name tag. Yeah, exactly.
Well, we got quite a few. Yeah.
Every one of the important things.
When I was a kid, I was thinking, boy, that must have been quite a bright star that these three kings saw. So let's sing this one. We three kings, how are you? You want to sing all of us? Mm-hmm. Yeah, much better.
When you were a kid, we used to sing We Three Kings, how are you? It was loaded and exploded.
Kathy says she's going to sing a solo after
you
this.
Never said that. Oh, yeah.
Oh, can't carry a tune in the washer bath.
We used to make Mom so mad. We just desecrate the words of that song.
That's her.
This next one is for our condo here, Silver Bells. We live on Silver Bells.
We have a lot of beautiful ringing Silver Bells tonight.
Oh, I gotta get my paraphernalia here.
Yeah.
Oh, she's got paraphernalia.
Oh, she's gotta get her bells.
One more kid in?
No.
It's written in C, huh? She changes the key because the other one's too high.
City sidewalks, busy sidewalks.
Now we're going to do Joy to the World. The Lord is
coming. A star brings in.
And then we're
going to do all four verses. I think it fell in there. Mm-hmm.
Are you going to do all four verses?
Sure.
Yeah.
We'll look at
another
clock again.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. This time limit she's on.
Joy to the world.
You gonna play the accordion for us?
Yeah. Now in the last song we're gonna sing for our Christmas tree. This is the tree that I've been inspired by ever since I moved into this place. I mean, I just thought that was the most beautiful thing. You come in from out there, I thought, my, wouldn't it be fun to have a carol sing, have people come and enjoy one another. It really burned in me. I mean, I think I've told some of you about it. It's it just got, and this year I thought, oh, I just pray that we can have a carol sing. Okay. And these words are really true, too.
Oh, Christmas tree, fill our hearts with gaiety.
Isn't that pretty?
Oh, we got Silent Night.
You know, before we sing this last Silent Night, I ran across something that I thought was so interesting, and could you hear me now? I ran across something that was so interesting when I was reading about Silent Night. It's okay. I'm just going to read it word for word. I could tell it to you, but I'm going to read it word for word because it's so interesting. On the afternoon of Christmas Eve in 1818, in a tiny village high in Austria, Alps, Joseph Moore, who wrote the song, a local Catholic priest, wrote the stanzas for the season. The church pipe organ had broken, so the church organist, Franz Gruber, wrote the simple tune, setting words to tenor, bass, and two guitars. That night, the song was heard for the first time in 1818. Soon it was heard beyond the town of Orferdorf. It was anonymous, without mention of a composer or a poet. In 1850, neither Moore nor Gruber or others in the village knew their song was rapidly becoming the most beloved Christmas music ever written. Nor did the world know of Moore or Gruber. Isn't that interesting? That song was written by a Catholic priest in 1818. And I thought that was so interesting, I just wanted to share that with you.
Well, I would have prayed faith for the whole thing, but then you'd all gone home in the first song, so I thought I'd wait to the end.
Look how talented she is. Plays the piano, she plays the accordion, what else?
He's a little bit of a touch.
Are you an A flat?
Accordion?
Like what?
Whatever you know.
Before we sing our last song?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. What about How Great Thou Art?
Fine. Okay.
Sure.
See what you just want to do.
Okay.
Is that okay? That one? Okay. I think you take the wrong timing, huh?
Very good. You guys are so lucky to have those jolly brothers.
So, now we'll sing the last song. We wish you a Merry Christmas. Okay. I really mean this. I appreciate so much every one of you that came. I am so thankful.
Thank you for having us.
Yes. It's such a blessed time for me, and I just really, really thank the Lord for every one of you. But before we sing this one too, though, two words have been coming into my mind lately. That's myth and truth. Myth and truth. And I think, well, why those two words? Well, you know, all the way through the Christmas season, we sing songs about Santa, sleigh bells, and reindeer. We know that's myth. That's a myth. But when Christ was born, the angel said, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." And we know that's truth. And we also know that when a child is born, that child does not stay little. Look at these little children. They were babies at one time. We were babies at one time. You don't stay little. You don't stay a baby. That child grew. And that child grew. And when he was 12 years old, he went out about his father's business. And he said to his parents, he said, "Don't you know I'm supposed to be about my father's business?" And when they were looking for him. And then it got to the place where the mob was very angry at him. And they brought him before Pontius Pilate. And Pontius Pilate says, "I don't find any evil in him." And the mob says, "Crucify him, crucify him." So they crucified him on the cross. And above the cross, they wrote, "Jesus, King of the Jews." And the mob says, cried out, and he says, "Don't say that he's the King of the Jews. Say that he said that he was the King of the Jews." Pilate says, "What I've written, I have written." He was then convinced that Jesus was who he said he was going to be. And it all started on Christmas. We're celebrating that right now. This is the babe. We're celebrating that right now. And those two words came to me so much. And I thought, myth and truth. Myth and truth. And that's about what the Christmas season is about. But that doesn't mean that we don't enjoy the gaiety of the season. Because I know I do. I enjoy the things that come forth. And I'm real thankful for them. But I want to thank every one of you for coming. I just, it's been so much for me to have this time with you and to get to know every one of you. So we don't know from one year to the next. We didn't know last year at this time that Don was not going to be with us this year. We didn't know that. He wasn't good, but he was doing pretty good, you know, and he went fast. I know Ruth was saying about someone else that had just passed away here now.
May.
I didn't know her, but we don't know from one year to the next if we're going to be here or not. So don't plan on me putting on this next year because I may won't be here. Okay, let's say, are we?
I want to thank you for doing this.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah. Very lovely. Give her a hand.
My sister Dolores plays too. It isn't that she doesn't play, she plays very well. But when I decided to have this, I asked her, I said, if I have this carol sing, I said, "Would you play for me?" She said, "Oh yeah, I will." So I guess I have a little bit of backup too. I have first couple. Okay, let's sing We Wish You a Merry Christmas. Mm-hmm.
You a Merry Christmas, New Year.
Woo! Yay!
You
know, my husband played the accordion too. We used to play all the time. But I have not played the accordion for years. I bet I haven't played it for 3 years, every time I'm older. So to me, it's the challenge, you know, get up in the morning. But we prayed all the time, didn't we, dear Mary? Excuse me, wherever we went, that was Daddy's life.
Oh, yeah.
You were lucky to grow up with such a talented mother.
Thank you for coming.
So how was that? That was kind of fun, wasn't it? Excuse the baby in the background. That was our baby. Occasionally she kind of speaks up. She's just starting to speak a little bit. But if you have any comments about that, you can contact me at hookshowplusdan@gmail.com. Talk to you later. Bye.